Good morning, good morning. A very happy Saturday morning to you, wherever you may find yourself this morning, whatever time you may be listening to our series entitled The Daily Bread. I welcome you here to Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are new around here, if you have been invited here, we welcome you. We welcome you to Versus Kingdom Family Church, and we challenge you to give us the rest of this April and watch what God does with this ministry here in your life. Not just in your life, but those that are around you. Amen. So again, if you are new, we welcome you here. We welcome you to Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of our faithful partners, our missionaries, mail-in supporters, our Versus Kingdom Family Church folks. Amen. Those of you that continue to stay connected with us here, we appreciate you very much. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. And even folks that we have never met in person, but have continued to stay connected here with this ministry, we say thank you so much. Your faithfulness is very much appreciated. And it's only words that we can say and say how grateful we are. But ultimately, God sees your faithfulness. And that's what's most important. Amen. That God sees our faithfulness. God sees that we are faithful and we are doing His will. We are following His instructions. Amen. We are His hands and His feet, so to speak. Amen. And that is most important, amen, that we are doing the will of God. That is most important, amen. So thank you very much, amen. Now, if you haven't already jotten it down or you haven't already taken note, we are almost finishing up this month of April, but our April scripture is Nahum 1:7. Our daily bread scripture for the month of April is Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those that trust Him. Amen. When you find yourself in a day of trouble, amen, do you put all your trust in the Lord? That's something to think about. Amen. Do you trust Him? Amen. Do you trust Him even when a bad report is given to you? Amen. How is your foundation laid in your relationship with our Heavenly Father? Amen. Something to think about. Amen. But again, our April scripture, Nahum 1:7. Amen. So I do have a small devotional for you. I will try not to take up too much of your time. If you reside here in Texas, and you call Texas home, or you live here in Texas, you know the past couple of days we've had some stormy weather overnight, amen, and then some beautiful days, amen. So, this small devotional that I am going to share with you this Saturday morning, amen, Saturday morning, April the 22nd already. This month has just flown by. Amen. It is entitled In Sunshine and Storm. Amen. The title of this is entitled In Sunshine and Storm. Amen. If you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. Amen. It says, when times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. Sounds like a fortune cookie, doesn't it? When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. Amen? Sounds like a bit of a riddle, doesn't it? But let's jump down to what it has to say. Amen? It says, it's easy to feel happy on a sunny day, just like today. If you look out your window, you can see how the sun is shining bright. We had some rain overnight, I believe. Amen? But here we are in another beautiful spring day here in Texas. Amen? Again, it is easy to feel happy on a Sunday day when all is well, the birds are singing, and life is going along swimmingly. But what happens when waters are rough? Bad news comes, or the days feel just plain hard. Amen? It says God wants us to feel gladness when times are good. He has made each and every day. We are called to rejoice in all of them, whether good or bad. Make today a good day, just because you know God loves you. Amen? I'm going to repeat that. Make today a good day just because you know God loves you. Amen? God loves you. You can't get enough of hearing that here at First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen? We always say that. Pastor Jesse always ends his messages with saying how much God loves you. And how much you are never alone. Amen? Now, say this with me, or repeat this with me. Say, God, I don't want my happiness to be determined by my circumstance. Say that. Say, God, I don't want my happiness to be determined by my circumstance. Amen? Let's say that one more time. God, I don't want my happiness to be determined by my circumstances. Amen? And finally say, help me discover true joy in you today. Amen? Say that. Say, help me discover true joy in you today. Amen? Say that again. Say, help me discover true joy in you today. Amen? Again, Ecclesiastes 7:14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. And in the day of adversity, consider. God has made one as well as the other, so that mortals may not find out anything that will come after them. Amen? Again, Ecclesiastes 7:14. Now, happiness is determined by our circumstances, but true joy comes when we can find the silver lining hidden in our darkest hours, when we can sing God's praises no matter what. Amen? Again, happiness is determined by our circumstances, but true joy comes when we can find the silver linings hidden in our darkest hours, when we can sing God's praises no matter what. Amen? No matter what, finding that silver lining. Amen? And again, that falls on the type of relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. Amen? Do you have that sort of relationship where you just go about every day doing your own thing, and all of a sudden, when trouble comes your way, then all of a sudden it's like, oh God, I have to run to God now. God help me. Where are you, God? Why is this happening? Or do you have that relationship that every day you start your day out, it's, Lord, what do you have for me today, Lord? Or, Lord, what can I do for you today, Lord? Or how can I be the best representation of you today, Lord? Amen? Take a minute and think, what type of relationship do I have with my Heavenly Father right now? Amen? It says, we don't know what the future holds for us here on earth, but we can find our delight in the knowledge that our eternity is set in the beauty of full relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen? Again, we don't know what the future holds for us here on earth. And that falls on same as what Pastor Jesse has said. You know, you're not guaranteed, you're not guaranteed to wake up tomorrow, Sunday morning. No one is. You know, making plans for a summer trip, something in the wintertime, you know, making plans. I'm not here to say that's bad to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But not every plan is going to be fulfilled. Not everyone is granted that much time. Not everyone is gifted an extra day. Amen. That is why, as Pastor Jesse has said in the past, you know, it feels like we're coming to an end. It's, we're living in the last days. Amen. And bless God, we want to have the best relationship with our Heavenly Father. We want to be the best representation of Him. Amen. We don't want to be 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church. Amen. That season is past. Amen. We want to be all in with Jesus. Amen. We want to be ready. As Pastor Rose has said, we want to be one of those that were the first ones out of here. Amen. That we don't have to worry about anything other than being caught up with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Again, we don't know what the future holds for us here on earth, but we can find our delight in the knowledge that our eternity is set in the beauty of full relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now, repeat this with me as we close up here. Say, Father, give me a deep and abiding satisfaction in each day that goes beyond human understanding. Amen. Say that again. Say, Father, give me a deep and abiding satisfaction in each day that goes beyond human understanding. And finally, say, help me to rest in your joy today. Amen. Say that. Say, help me to rest in your joy today. Amen. And now I will leave you with one question to ponder this Saturday. Amen. Do you trust God with your future? Amen. Do you trust God with your future? Amen. Something to think about this Saturday. Amen. Now, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. And that's ultimately our goal here. And that's what we strive for. And this is what we pray for each and every one of you on a daily basis. And is the reason for the daily bread. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area, every area, every area. Amen. And as it says, minister healing. Minister healing. Amen. With that said, this Wednesday will be our healing service. So I encourage you from now until this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., invite someone to tune in and listen. You know, I can, I want to say I'm not a betting man, but I have made bets here and there. And to be honest, I have a pretty good streak at betting, amen. But I don't do it. I don't take that for granted, so to speak. But I can bet you, the term is what I'm trying to use, you're going to run into someone between now and this coming Wednesday evening that you might be speaking to, and they're going to say, you know what? I woke up this morning and this was hurting. Or their allergies have been bothering them, or they've done some yard work this weekend and now they're sore, or they moved this box, or they grabbed this item and now something's hurting. You know, I can bet you you're going to run into someone from now until this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. that's going to say something like that. And what is that? That is the perfect opportunity to just have them tune in and listen. Amen. God always shows up for our healing service. We always get countless reports after our healing service of folks that have been healed. We have a link right on our website that you can submit praise reports. You can submit prayer requests. Amen. If you do submit something, whether it be a prayer request or whether it be a praise report, please at least put your first name on there so we know who it is. Amen. If you want to put your last name, that's even better. Amen. Because sometimes we get messages and we don't know who they're from. Amen. But we still come in agreement with your requests and your prayers, and we still praise the Lord for your praise reports. But if you would be so kind as to leave at least a first name so we know who you are and who you're submitting a request to us, that would be a blessing to us. Amen. But all your praise reports are read. All your prayer requests are prayed with as we agree with what you decree. Amen. So, again, invite somebody. Amen. All of our information is easy on our website. Amen. The website address is extremely easy. Amen. Brother Daryl has set up the website extremely user-friendly. Amen. It's just a click here, a click there. Amen. And click on the audio, click on Wednesday evening healing service, and there you go. Amen. So I encourage you to invite someone to our healing service this Wednesday. Amen. And of course, Pastor Jesse will be blessing us tomorrow morning with our Sunday morning service here at First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. I know he will have a good message, as he always does, to bless us. And of course, his Bible trivia question. Amen. I encourage each and every one of you to participate. Amen. Participate. I know some of them seem pretty hard. You know, I've participated in them. And I know some of them he's asked. And I've spent a good amount of time flipping and turning my Bible trying to figure it out. Amen. And I can safely say I haven't gotten a lot right. Amen. I think I've maybe got one or two right, the old feather in the cap, so to speak, but it's just another opportunity for us to spend a little bit more time in the Word, amen? So I encourage you to participate, amen? So, it's going to wrap this Saturday edition of the Daily Bread with me, amen? Whatever you have planned this beautiful Saturday here in Texas, please be prayed up. As always, Psalms 91, God safeguard my household prayer. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Follow His instructions. Amen. Again, we do not live in fear, for we know God protects us and watches over us. Amen. We know that He sets His angels over to protect us. Amen. And we have protection. We have protection of all kinds over us, amen, and our family. So, as long as we are being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, following His instructions, amen, we're going to be blessed. Blessed and kept safe and sound, amen. But don't keep your head in the sand, amen. Be aware of your surroundings, amen. Be aware of what's going on around you, amen. Pay attention, amen. Be slow, take your time, don't be rushed, amen. Jesus, your co-pilot, amen. The Holy Spirit guide and direct you, amen. Just be sensitive, amen. Be sensitive and be alert, amen. So, have a blessed weekend. Again, join us this Wednesday evening for our healing service. And join us tomorrow morning, Sunday morning service with Pastor Jesse. Amen. And of course, tune in each day this week for our daily bread. Amen. You'll be blessed, strengthened, growing in faith and confidence. Amen. Be blessed. Have a blessed week. I will see you right back here next Friday and Saturday. Amen. Have a blessed week.